You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to start off tonight with a live performance in our very own studio, live on Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is Worry Wart.
Biscuit! don't want you. I don't the boys. If I was one of the good. Ah! Here we go again. Here we go. a girl on my screen, my soul out to speak, sweetly just revolving back around from the corner to her side back alley. Dreams open and close, your night is a crack on her foot with a tepid soft airflow that's trying no silence in a broken. Feel just strange when remembering that that word just used to be a plan for our future. And life's kind of funny, I guess. She thinks she's pretty. Turning blind. I'm not asking for a gift. I just think it would be a mess. Not to mention that it was nice to be a gift for a bit.
Worry Ward live on CITR. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back with Worry Ward to talk about their upcoming release and their upcoming shows that's happening in and around the town and beyond. Yes, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Stay tuned back after these short messages.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress Of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR is currently accepting applications for Power in Voice, our new podcast incubation program. Power in Voice is an entry-level, paid educational program that will guide you through every step in the creation of a spoken word audio documentary on a story you want to tell. All may apply. No past experience is required, and all necessary training and support will be provided by CITR and guest facilitators. CITR strongly encourages storytellers with marginalized lived experiences to apply. Please visit www.citr.ca/powerinvoice or contact us at programming@citr.ca. The deadline to apply is October 9th, 2024.
Portland-based band Glitter Fox have always channeled their experiences as queer and neurodivergent artists into their Americana, grunge, and dance-infused indie rock. And you can hear it all in Vancouver on September 22nd at the Biltmore Cabaret. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com.
Singing to the radio, down on the wayside, but I don't mind living low.
The 36th annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this September 11th until the 22nd, in theaters and online BC-wide. celebrate 2S LGBTQIA+ stories, enjoy vibrant parties and performances, and connect with queer community this September at Vancouver Queer Film Festival. Make sure to get your tickets for Centerpiece Presentation, happening on September the 18th at the Vancouver Playhouse. Discover new stories for us, by us, and get your tickets now at queerfilmfestival.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I am joined in the studio right now. Warby Ward, hello. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Ben.
Warby Ward just played a live set in studio at 9 o'clock. Do you want to maybe introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland if you choose to?
Hey, I'm Lo.
My name is Matt.
I'm Em.
I'm Allie.
I guess that makes me Riley.
Welcome to the show. Can we start by talking about how this band came about? What's the history of Warby Ward?
It definitely started as like a recording project, kind of a place for me to write songs, but then mostly just spend as much time toying with sounds and experimenting with recording them in annoying and roundabout ways as much as possible. And eventually it became time that my friend Matt really made sure that I wasn't letting it just sit in my computer for all of eternity, and kind of brought me into putting together the right individuals to make the band.
Nice. When did you start with some of the songs and such?
Like, in the songs?
Yeah. Is it from like all the way back?
Yeah. Let's say seven years. Yeah. Some of the songs, which is, I don't know, they've changed so much that it doesn't feel like I'm dragging 7 years worth with it, but it's you can definitely, looking back at this time right now, it definitely is crazy to think about time elapsing so hard.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever go back and listen to like the first draft, not draft, but the first versions of it, or just to see how different they are?
The nature of this record is that we pretty much didn't leave anything on the floor. So some of the places on the record are the first ever takes that I ever did for it. Which is, I don't know, it's like a cool scrapbook of my life.
Nice, nice. Yeah, let's talk a bit about the record. It's called Hail Mary Baby.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's coming out later, well, it was October, so.
It's like a couple weeks now, two weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, why that album title? And you were saying, I was reading a bit up on it, and so it's recorded just everywhere, because I guess you've been doing that for a bunch of years. Says you're recorded in like basements, jam spaces, kitchens, living rooms, and what other spots of
basically there? Every rent eviction I've ever been a part of. Yeah. happening to me, I mean, not like I was renovating anybody. Yeah. But
so are these like clips from like throughout the years then, more or less?
That's right. Like pianos from three houses ago.
Yeah.
Or basements or attics that don't exist anymore.
And luckily you still have them like on external drive or something, that it didn't get erased or anything.
You put it to music, it kind of lasts forever in its own beautiful way.
Yeah. Is there a particular piece recording that you maybe while you're putting on this record that you might have forgotten or that you go, huh, this is interesting. Is there anything that rings a bell in particular or something you want to highlight or mention?
I mean, when you asked that, I immediately thought of not something that ended up on the record, but basically poetically the day I like said I'm done, we're done with the record, and we sent it for mixing, it was like I looked through my notes app and I found all these lyrics that were subject to change. And I was like, oh my God, like this would have been awesome. They're pretty good now, but I can't imagine what butterfly effect timeline I created leaving that in the bank. So maybe I'll use it again, but Remix.
Re-lyric.
So wait, so these were songs that's on the record or not? There are
songs that are on the record that I would like.
A different version of the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like a totally new, I think it was with Lo and I were like looking over some stuff and I found like another verse.
Okay.
And I was like, oh no. When did I lose this?
I feel like sir, replace the placeholder lyrics.
So it's kind of like a parallel universe kind of thing.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, maybe a special B-sides extended edition.
There we go.
But then it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to play a record release CD. Record release, and you're going to do the entire record.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome.
It's been a big undertaking. We've the last song, the titular song, is like 10 minutes long. So, and it's not recorded to be played by people.
Yeah,
it was so. Like definitely recorded in a very strange way. So learning it and transposing it to a 5-piece band has been like a very creatively rewarding thing. But it's taken.
Is that something you're still working on or is pretty much ready?
We're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just tightening everything now. But yeah. Like looking at usually when we go into practice, I feel like we're not in the mood to play 40 hard minutes of music straight. So usually take a few breaks. But we're at that point now.
When did the idea of during a record release and playing everything come to mind? What was it always been when you record the when you put out the record thinking that we're going to do it? Because that's not super common. Future Star did it recently, but that's pretty much the only time that's like the first time I heard of. Usually when people play a whole record, it's like a 20th anniversary, you know, when they come back and do some sort of
highlight. It's about time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about time someone did.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like, in a weird way, it's kind of like closure for me. Mm-hmm. But even though it's not at all, and this is like opening a new page in some ways too, but it's such like an epic thing, I think, for all of us. And we've been playing these songs for a while now, so to be able to like do it front to back exactly as intended kind of just like seals something off.
Yeah. And the you're playing it in order, so the order of the songs that's it is arranged on the record, was there a lot of thought put into it? Were there some arguments, or was it pretty much like it kind of fits perfectly? That like you kind of, that was like pretty much the only way you could have done it, you think? Or
in some ways, the person who made the record with me, Callio Sittlinger, we kind of dreamed up what this could all kind of end up like, and I had these scraps and pieces, and as we started to like tear things away, it became clear that there was a direction, and part of the nature of being able to write in a studio environment is that we kind of shaped things into one another, which was really, it's really exciting to hear back the things that we wrote on paper like 5 years ago are pretty much exactly panned out in an exciting way. And I think the only change in track listing was pretty deep into the recording. We decided to flip like where the B-side starts, right. And I think the emotional shift kind of, I mean, when you hear the song is a pretty intense start, and I think it's a good bang
right
to start off the second side of.
So just to remind people, I don't think I actually mentioned it, the release show, it's actually on October 19th at Green Auto. So you still got exactly a month.
Exactly a month today.
Exactly a month to get it going, playing with Laloon and Sleepy Gonzalez. Should be a fun show. That's a Friday. Saturday? Yeah, one of the weekend nights.
Yeah.
Any other special things planned for it? I think you have some merch maybe, or
we're gonna press the vinyl.
Yeah.
So we're gonna finally be able to check that out and see that and share it, I think, in that big bombastic way that vinyl only can be. Heavy.
And who did the artwork and
Emmy, Body Full of Hell on Instagram, helped bring a really surreal vision to life. It looks really vibrant. Their art is just incredible. Their photography.
Very nice. But you don't have it yet. It's coming.
It's like...
You have...
We had a test pressing.
Yeah, I got... Yeah, yeah. It's definitely coming.
Yeah, yeah, like...
Definitely gonna be here.
Sure be here on time. Yeah.
Be here.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. And there's a video that you put out a while ago for one of the songs that is going to be on the record.
That's right.
It's yeah. very full of effects. There's like, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, there's a very interesting video. It's a smile. It's
That's
a,
right.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. If you've... It's hard to describe it on the radio because, you know, it doesn't really... Yeah.
Ghost-like.
Yeah.
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 Our friend Shay did it. Yeah. Shay Orzechowski is a great visual effects artist, and we're working with him for something else for October as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. So, like, we another one.
Another
yeah.
video. Do you know which song? Is it a secret?
It's going to be the first song we actually played on air here. It's we're doing like a bit of a go into the internet.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's like, really cool.
Like yeah. back in the days? Or I guess you
know, like current. Now.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Like classic tropes.
Something very modern like YouTube.
Yeah. Nice. And one thing I do want to mention is you, because you're at CITR, you did play in Shindig.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was just last year, right? Even yeah. though it mm-hmm. seems like, because the new Shindig is starting in. How was that? You end up winning the entire thing.
It was, yeah, that was an incredible night.
Unbelievable.
It was fun.
I feel like I said the story once before, but I definitely like welled up with tears and then immediately shoved them back down for no reason at all. And it was a pretty spectacular moment. It felt yeah, amazing in that we were surrounded by so many people that we loved.
Nice. It was just a good experience. So you end up playing just two. So the first round, and then you came back for the finals, right? Is that how?
And I think our qualifier was the last qualifier, so it was like back to back weeks instead of.
Oh, okay. So you play. Okay, so you get like 2 weeks straight.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
It was really fun, and I for almost no reason we always changed the set.
Oh yeah.
To keep ourselves on our toes, right. I guess. And so back to back weeks we changed it up and played different songs, which was.
That's kind of good in a way, just because I don't exactly know who the you know the quote unquote judges are, but maybe a different set, different change it up, mm-hmm. fresh for them.
And I mean, it's fun for us too.
Yeah. So do you always like are you set pretty different all the time then? Generally,
we typically write it like just before, and I feel like whenever we really nail a set and we're like, wow, that one is perfect. Every song transitions perfectly. We say, let's vault it and never do that ever again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The one for tour, we had like two separate set lists. So depending on like how we felt, we could do one or the other. And it definitely was heavy handed on one of the two. But yeah, otherwise it changes.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you going to do for your records? Are you going to do a release show? Are you going to... go on tour or do something else or you know, I mean there's a video I guess coming but
yeah we're gonna do the video. I think Canada's a hard place yeah. to drive in the winter time yeah. so we're just coming up a little close. I think we're gonna aim for the spring,
right?
That's the goal, is to be on the road with the record. We've got a lot of people in the prairies.
Oh yeah,
right. A lot of friends to go see. Oh,
nice.
So
right, nice. Are you from the prairies, some of you, or?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nice.
Lots of us.
Split. Yeah,
yeah.
Perfect.
I'm from Ontario.
Nice.
Ontario, Saskatchewan.
So, yeah,
Alberta.
Nice. So you can just go all the way to Ontario and then just swing all the way back.
You
I
got
guess.
It.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, yeah. And in the winter, driving would be tricky. Although people would probably be excited to have something in the winter.
Yeah.
This is
maybe
it,
that's
right?
It. Wow.
Yeah.
Risk you just your gotta, life so you can like.
But the driving is tricky, though. Yeah. Yeah, you probably. Yeah,
that's it's flying it's, tour.
Yeah, yeah. Flying
private jet.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on figuring out going to America, and it's a headache and a half. It's like they don't want us there.
What is it?
They don't. That's fine.
Like down to California, or do you want to go like across?
Let's do it all, baby.
Just do it
no,
all.
We're working on our visas right now, so we actually don't have a concrete plan.
Right.
But we're excited, you know.
You're pretty flexible in terms of tour or taking time off for tour, or is it It's pretty good.
I am.
Yeah.
I think that our jobs are to suit this more than the other way around, so we tend
perfect.
To make it work.
Yeah, priority for me.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. We'll do a quick little game. Let's do that.
I love games.
I've been playing this one for quite a while because it's the easiest one. It's the most obvious one to play. So we will play a little bumper music for it, and then we'll be back to play What You'd Rather.
Yay!
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Very. No, it wasn't on the, yeah. Very simple game. Would you rather? I got a bunch of cards and there's like color on them. It kind of corresponds to like categories, but it doesn't really matter. It's like tech time, slam, it's like slam dunk. It's like sports, but basically just pull out a card and then maybe and ask your bandmate the would you rather question. Who wants to? Yeah, Riley seems really keen.
I'm really keen.
Yeah.
Wait, is there a sport that I cannot choose? Somebody's sports here.
And if it's really bad, just grab another one. I don't know. It's weird because there's like 300 cards in there, but people always seem to grab the same five questions.
Right in the middle. Yeah.
I'm going to get a really good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best one.
Would you rather have that one or that one?
Nope.
No, I'm going to get a really, really good one. It's going to be really good.
You're listening to CIT Radio, 101.9 FM. If you're just joining us, where you were to play live on the program earlier in the evening, you can listen to that later on the website with our podcast. I just go through every single card.
Would you rather, would you rather drink only polluted rainwater or sour cow's milk?
Only?
Only.
Only? Forever and ever? What if I... Could I clean the water? Could I clean it?
Do you think there's clauses to this? You get to pick one.
Dang it. Okay. I gotta go with sour milk, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. I'm feeling freaky.
I mean, polluted... Texture. Polluted water sounds pretty you know, like you might
die. It could be anything.
Yeah. You could die of dysentery.
Yeah.
It could be
polluted by... Yeah. Could be like radioactive. I don't know.
He's got one.
I don't really like mine, but I could say it.
This is funny. It's a good one.
No, I don't. All right. This one's for Allie.
Okay.
Would you rather fight the world's best boxer or a silverback gorilla?
That isn't a very good one.
It's a great one.
I don't know. I guess the question of the day is, do I want to die? And I'm going to go with the gorilla.
Nice.
You figure that out.
It's a better way to go.
Whoa, nice. Interpretive answer. You want one, love? You want to pull one out?
Pop in. Go. Water's warm.
I'll ask some.
Get a good one.
I have a good one.
You pulled out 30 cards. I hope so.
Right.
What's heavier, 100 pounds of bricks or 100 pounds of feathers?
It's a would you rather.
Wow. It's the same principle.
It's, but it's bricks also.
Well, bricks are way heavier than...
Yeah.
All right, who wants to answer this? explore another galaxy or the ocean floor? It's got to be ocean.
I just went to the planetarium. It's this another galaxy, for sure.
Galaxy.
Yeah. Space is scary. I don't want to think about it. It's too big.
Wait, but so you'd rather go there?
Explore. Yeah, because it's scary.
Because then you make it known.
The ocean, it's got a bottom, you know? Space doesn't, so...
It's just like you saw what happened to those billionaires. You know, that's tough.
Yeah,
could just implode down there.
It seems like both of them are like billionaire sports galaxy, and yeah.
Wait, actually, it happened. Yeah, whoa.
Wait, did it happen in space?
Anyways, go on. What do you got?
Who this hasn't answered a question?
Maybe
you all Riley. Answered?
I did answer. Could be
free for all.
You could hit me.
Riley, would you rather invent a machine that lets you relive the previous day or pauses time?
Pauses time. It's so much more useful. Imagine you want to take a shower and you're late for work. Imagine
you have to go to work again.
Imagine somebody says
bigger picture.
Yeah.
Imagine somebody says something really, really just really irksome at work. And you could just pause time and go blow some steam off outside and
just don't go to work.
It's your birthday every day.
Well, you're gonna unpause time at some point and then you're gonna have to go to work, Matt. What if I want to see my friends? I have a dog. What happens with the dog when the time's stopped? I could pet my dog forever. Pausing time is all positive, too.
Okay, whatever.
There are no right and wrong answers, I don't think.
That's what I think.
That's not true.
So,
thank you, Ben.
I think there's no wrong.
Yeah. Would you choose, what was that, back in time?
Relive the last day.
Yeah.
Or pause time forever. I think I would relive, but I would have the best day ever on purpose. And want to relive it. But then do different things every time.
But at some point you can be like, I want to relive it, but then I'm done reliving this. I'll move on and then wait till the next good day and then you relive it, right?
I would have excelled in Groundhog Day.
You mean that? Okay.
Yeah. And then I would come out the next day with so many skills.
Yeah.
But eventually you'd have to live out the rest of your days after you would experience
really
so much
magic.
Joy. Magic? That's your first thing?
What if BE so bad?
Wait, like magic?
The gathering.
Not even magic tricks?
That's I thought
cooler.
Magic tricks, surely.
Both, then. Yeah.
Allie, come on.
All right, I'm just going to pick one more and we'll call it. It's going to be totally random and for everyone. Right. Everyone, okay. And this could be the worst one.
I'm thinking my answer already.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you rather be turned into a monkey for a day or an eagle?
Monkey. It's monkey.
Riley loves monkeys.
Yeah. Is every...
I'd be an eagle.
Yeah,
if you're picking monkey, that's a problem.
Y'all can carry me around on your wings. And I'll get us bananas.
Eagles don't eat bananas.
Well, I have opposable thumbs. I can get you anything
they
you want.
Eat monkeys.
Eagles don't eat bananas.
How do you know that? You're not an eagle expert.
It doesn't take a lot of knowledge.
As an eagle, I would eat bananas, I think.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Live your own life.
Riley, what would you do if you're a monkey for a day? Just climb a lot of trees?
I just feel like you'd get away with so much. People have such a high tolerance for monkey shenanigans. You can get into a supermarket easy, I think. And like, they might call it animal control, but I think at some point you get out of there and you escape and you get into the rooftop.
They're going to put you on TikTok and exploit you. They're going to dress up in little outfits.
I'm meant for TikTok. If I was a monkey, I'd be famous. For sure. I'd be one of those photogenic monkeys.
Like the ones eating or feeding animal Instagram account.
Oh,
eating papaya.
See, you just get free stuff all the time. I just feel like good things happen to you as a monkey, but nothing good happens to you as an eagle. You just get to fly.
You have like anyway, this is
no
there's
human.
No right or wrong answer.
No human is going to come help you or do anything with you as an eagle.
Can you shenanigan? As an eagle, I guess you
can do a little.
You're too scary.
You can, pick up a fish and just drop it.
Yeah, that's
so cool. Just drop fish on people's head.
Yeah. I watched an eagle eat a fish in a tree one time. It was messed up.
Exactly.
It was like awesome. Terrifying.
Although if you're a monkey, you can throw like fish and banana and peel off a tree and then people, look at that silly monkey.
We're laughing. Yeah, you know what I mean? We're laughing at the monkey, but with the eagle, we're just scared. We're like, keep our distance.
Works for me.
Yeah.
What if I put on like a little outfit?
eagle outfit.
Yeah, an eagle outfit.
Like a helmet?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now we're talking.
That's what I'm saying.
What about a monkey outfit?
That'd be
pretty good, too.
I can think about this for the next little bit. We'll discuss it at the record release show.
Yeah.
That would be a between song banter. That could be. Feel free to use that as as one of the questions.
I'd like to keep the card, please.
Yeah. Worry Wart live on Thunderbird Radio Health. Thanks so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Sounded great. Thanks, Jay Arner, for sound engineering.
Thank you, Jay.
Woo! So good.
And the record's coming out in October. The record release is October 19th at Green Auto. Everybody go to that show. It's Saturday night. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course that show.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah, with Laloon and Sleepy Gonzalez.
That's right.
Good times all around. And yes, this is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Worry Wart, how do people get a hold of you if they have to, if they want to? Bandcamp site, maybe?
Bandcamp, Worry Wart, Bandcamp. Instagram. Big Silly Worry Wart on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Email. My phone number is.
Yeah. You know my social insurance?
Hmm. How, we can do that.
Yeah. Our workplaces.
I didn't file taxes.
Perfect. Yeah, Bandcamp, Instagram, or yeah, just show up at the show and say hi.
Say hi to me.
Say hi. Say hi. Say hi to and tell them about how you think monkeys are superior to eagles. I don't know.
Because they are.
No. You got it all wrong.
All right, Worry Wart, thank you so much. Life on Thunderbird Radio. Coming up next is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that. Next week, we're back with another live band. The band is called Piss. We'll be
able to love Piss. Piss is awesome.
Hi, this is Jessica.
And this is Jay from the band
Energy Slime. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver, BC.
That's where we live.
I got nostalgia for Mars.